It's a beautiful thing.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened tariffs over the weekend, including on Saturday the nine BRICS nations, include China and India. He said there would be tariffs if that group tried to introduce a currency to challenge the U.S. dollar. Trump has also threatened Mexico and Canada with tariffs because of the border. Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota, says,
I don't think there's anybody out there arguing that we've got to fix our borders. If we can do that with tariffs, you're not going to find very many people in the United States that are going to disagree with him on that.
Trump on Saturday announced his choice for FBI Director Kash Patel, a Trump loyalist who's discussed using the federal government to go after Trump's political opponents. Heavy snow in the Great Lakes region could complicate one of the year's busiest travel days. The TSA says it could screen 3 million people. And a summit on cutting plastic production broke up without a deal in South Korea, but the negotiators say they'll meet again next year. This is ABC News. A new law goes into effect today in Minnesota. It bumps pay for rideshare drivers. It amounts to an additional $1.28 per mile, 31 cents per minute from their employers. Omar Chom's a rideshare driver.
We have to get paid like everybody else. Every business in Minnesota is supposed to pay everybody minimum wage. But Uber, they've been lacking off on that the last couple of years.
Drivers say this is just the beginning. They also want better working conditions. What's one thing that some of the most famous songs in history have in common? A Gibson guitar, like the one Eric Clapton used on My Guitar Gently Weeps. But Customs and Border Protection in Southern California announced the seizure of over 3,000 counterfeit Gibsons at the port of Los Angeles, Long Beach. Gibson's chief marketing officer called the counterfeits emotional and personal. An investigation continues. Authorities only said the shipment arrived from Asia. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
It's 12:04. Look at your weekend forecast. Mostly sunny, chilly, though not as windy today. A high of 24. 13 tonight, some flurries overnight possible. Monday, partly cloudy. Lingering flurries will end. We'll top off near 30. 14 on Monday night. We pull back a little bit with some minor accumulation of snow possible on Tuesday. A high of 29. And our midweek, Light snow possible, a high of 38. The morning low is 6. Our current temperature is 14. Your news at noon is next.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
At Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, it's not just a meal, it's an experience with family and friends. Indulge in the ever-popular hash burger, enjoy a Friday night fish fry, or savor Saturday prime rib. After one visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite spot for great food and fantastic service, and those unforgettable memories. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where food, friends, and fun come together.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Haas. Charges are filed against the owner of a historic Burlington mansion destroyed by fire. 65-year-old Robert Stanton faces a misdemeanor count for the negligent handling of burning materials in connection to last week's fire at the Meinhard Mansion. A criminal complaint said after first telling police he didn't know what caused the blaze, Stanton later admitted to starting the fire in the home's 4 fireplaces. Prosecutors say those fireplaces shouldn't have wood fires because they're too shallow. The complaint also alleges that Stanton gave the fire department's inspector a $100 bill at a local restaurant the day before the fire and told him to let it burn if his house ever caught fire. Stanton denies saying that. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, DHS, along with DATCAP, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, along with local health departments and federal partners, are working to investigate a multi-state outbreak of salmonella, which is being linked to cucumbers. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. CDC, 68 people in 19 states have become infected with the outbreak strain of salmonella. This includes 3 people in Wisconsin. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, cucumbers were sold by SunFed Produce, LLC, and shipped to 26 states, including Wisconsin, between October 12th and November 26th. The cucumbers have been recalled. Individual cucumbers may have a sticker that says SunFed Mexico. For more information about the recall and how to identify the recalled cucumbers, information available on the FDA website. As Wisconsin prepares for another winter season, December 2nd has been set for the statewide recognition of snowplow drivers who provide essential services by ensuring the safety and accessibility of roadways during severe weather in Wisconsin. County and municipal snowplow operators across the state often work in challenging conditions unique to their profession to maintain safe travel routes. These professionals allow residents to access jobs, businesses, medical services, and recreational destinations during winter. Their efforts are part of a more than century-old partnership between Wisconsin's 72 county highway departments and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WSDOT, to maintain and enhance the state's highway system through snow plowing, salting, and liquid applications. Snowplow drivers also contribute to public safety through innovative practices developed in collaboration with WSDOT, using shared resources to test new tools and establish best practices. Snowplow drivers play a crucial role in winter safety. Please drive cautiously during winter conditions, slow down, and give snowplows the space to operate effectively. These small actions can help protect the drivers' lives who work tirelessly to keep everyone safe. Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers invite the public to contribute ornaments to this year's Tribute to Our Troops holiday tree at the Executive Residence. The Tribute to Our Troops tree tradition began in 2005 and honors Wisconsin service members who have served or are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Ornaments can be sent in honor of Wisconsin service members past and present in Wisconsin or abroad. The invitation is open to families of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard members. All ornaments are welcome and can be personalized to honor fallen service members, those who are deployed overseas this holiday season, and all who wear the uniform of the nation's armed forces. Please note that ornaments cannot be returned to senders. To be included as part of this year's Tribute to Our Troops tree, ornaments must be received no later than Tuesday, December 3rd, and the address is SFC Liam Walsh, 6001 Manufacturers Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704. The ornaments will be displayed at the Executive Residence throughout the month of December. The ornaments and the Tribute to Our Troops tree can be viewed as part of the residence's holiday tour. As space is limited, individuals interested in a tour must pre-register at WisconsinExecutiveResidence.com. Residence tours will be available on the following dates and times: Saturday, December 7th from 10 to noon, Tuesday, December 10th from noon to 2, Thursday, December 12th from noon to 2, Saturday, December 14th from 10 to noon, and Tuesday, December 17th and Thursday, December 19th from noon until 2. Work on requests for the state budget gets underway in December. Terry Barr reports.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
For some, it's a holiday tradition to go and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin state forests allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forests for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your Sunday News at Noon on WRCO-FM now continues. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff on Monday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Betty Jo Nelson, who died October 17th at the age of 89. Former Representative Nelson was first elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly via special election in 1979, and ultimately served six terms in the Wisconsin State Legislature, representing the 10th Assembly District from 1979 to 1983, and the 5th Assembly District from 1983 to 1985, and the 10th Assembly District again from 1985 to 1990. In 1987, former Representative Nelson made history as the first woman elected to serve as minority leader. During her time as an elected official in Wisconsin, she served on many notable committees such as the Joint Committee on Finance, the Joint Committee on Employment Relations, and the Joint Committee on Legislative Organization. In 1990, former Representative Nelson resigned from the legislature to serve in the administration of President George H.W. Bush as Administrator of the Food and Nutrition Service within the United States Department of Agriculture, and in 1992 was nominated to serve as Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Food and Consumer Services. Later, former Representative Nelson served on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Services for former Representative Betty Jo Nelson will be held Monday in Milwaukee. If you're looking for a reason to get outside, how about the Ice Age Trail? Here's Terry Barr.
It's a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trail's PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay.
We have people that hike the trail repeatedly, and they do it because it's always a different experience. You know, they try and hike the segments in different conditions, and it's always just something new.
It's also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Best part? It's open for you during the winter months, too. I'm Terry Barr.
Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held again tonight at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Cowboy Church is a gospel concert for all. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer for the event.
This will be our last one of the season, and we will start up again in April. So, God willing, that's what we plan to do. And we go April through December every year. Usually at least an hour, sometimes an hour and a half. We try not to go too long. We just like to try to keep it short, but not too short. So, you know, about an hour and a half is what we try to do, and we're really looking forward to doing this once again this Sunday.
Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held at 6 o'clock at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Kickapoo Cowboy Church will begin again in April of 2025. It's time right now for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The town of Aiken. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, the town of Aiken is one in the western tier of Richland County's towns. The second from the south, it is bonded on the north by the town of Sylvan and on the east by Dayton, to the south by Richwood, and on the western border by Crawford County. The surface of the town is well watered by Mill Creek and Knapps Creek and their numerous tributaries. The valleys, very fertile, in many cases the ridges furnish excellent farming land. The first settlement in the town of Aiken was on the limits now comprising what affected the spring of 1851 by one Martin Munson, Ole Johnson, and John Torgerson, a party of Norwegians. They came from Dodgeville. Martin Munson entered land on sections 20 and 27. There he erected a log cabin and commenced on improvements. This was then on what might be called an extreme frontier. Many travelers on their way westward were entertained at the Munson's little log cabin. Mr. Munson was an industrious and thrifty man. He accumulated considerable property. He remained here until the time of his death. As for Ole Johnson, he entered the northwest quarter of the northwest section 35. He died there on the 18th of March, 1855. And as for John Torgerson, he remained here just a short time before returning to Dodgeville. 2 years later, he came back and then entered into the southeast quarter of the southeast section 33, where he still lives when this article was written. The Aiken Post Office was established in 1856 with Zenas Bevier as the postmaster. The office was kept at his house on the northeast quarter of Section 2 and was on the mail route from Muscadet to Viroqua. Mr. Bevier was postmaster until his death in 1861. D.D. Woodruff was then appointed postmaster, and the office was removed from the residence and moved to a line in the town of Sylvan. In 1877, the office was discontinued. Brady's post office was established in 1868. It was James Brady that was appointed the first postmaster, and there he kept his office ever since at his residence on Section 19. At first, the office was on the route from Richland Center to DeSoto, and mail was received once each week. At the present time, though, the mail route from Muscadet to Sugar Grove, mail is delivered once a week each way. The town of Aiken was created by the County Board of Supervisors in November of 1855. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Lattimore Rennick, one of the earliest settlers of Richland County.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, December 1st, 2024, from WRCO-FM News. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien and formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an eight-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held today from now until 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home of Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Survivors of Mark Trebus include two daughters, Caitlin Trebus and Olivia and Timothy Farmer, one sister, Gwen and John Bennett, six grandchildren and nieces. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien and formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradowill, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Cradowill is survived by her husband of 47 years, Charlie, four children, Rachel and Bill Wolf of Evansville, Colin and Melissa Stiles of Reedstown, Gretchen Cradowell Jones and Justin of Dubuque, and Nolan of Highland. Five grandchildren, two brothers, Marty and Nancy, and Brad Gunlock. A sister-in-law, Mary Jo Gunlock. Cradowell in-laws, Jim, Joni, Gary, Susie and Gary Farrell, and Brian and Carol, along with many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Doreen Alice Cradowell, 69, of Highland. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church Rolling Ground, with burial to follow in St. Philip Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Society of Divine Word, earmarked Diocese of Wewak Seminarians, Pawpaw, New Guinea. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Barney is survived by six children, Terry and Kath Gleason, Cecilia and Joseph O'Brien, Elizabeth and Michael Gallagher, Catherine and Andrew Siebert, Canisius Johnson, and Marguerite and Christopher Karstens. A stepdaughter, Sandra and Paul Harvey. Four siblings, sister Marion Johnson, RSM, sister Margaret Johnson, RSM, Patricia and Lewis New, and Mary Therese and Bruce Woltersdorf. 32 grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a sister-in-law, Mary Ursula and James Johnson. Numerous nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Bernard Matthew Barney Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Pauline P. Pauly Titchener, 93, of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday morning from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Pauly Titchener include her daughter Constance Horgan of Spring Green, two grandsons, a great-granddaughter, daughter-in-law Debbie Kitchener of Spring Green, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Pauline P. Pauly Kitchener, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday morning at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of Frosty Haganaw include Terry Scoot Haganaw and Mike Griffin, John Twig and Marsha Haganaw, Dirk Chip and Joanne Haganaw, Tamara Tiz Haganaw, and Carl Dutch Haganaw, along with many nieces and nephews and a very special friend, Joanne Biermeyer. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday morning at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Norway Grove Cemetery in DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of Shirley Gruber include her children, David and Kathy Hagen of Mount Horeb, and Barbara and Ken Tite of Madison. Two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry Talley of Jellystone, Wisconsin and Mesa, Arizona, in-laws, Floyd and Lois Gruber, Carol and Dave Linz, Dolores Gruber, Rita Gruber, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Michelsberger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain on Friday morning from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Rick Michelsberger is survived by his children, Nathan and Lisa Michelsberger, Tezra and Mark Monet, and Aaron and Christopher Lane. Four grandchildren, great-granddaughter Liliana Baker, his mother Carol Michelsberger, his siblings Jane and Tim Prouty, Ruth and Fred Schreiner, Jeff and Mary Michelsberger, Mary and Bernie Andrews, Rory and Tracy Michelsberger, and Mike and Lori Michelsberger, along with many nieces and nephews. Richard, known as Rick Michelsberger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died at the Richland Hospital Saturday. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday, December 7th from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, December 11th at 11 a.m. at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial with military rites will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, December 11th from 9:30 until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Linscheid include his sister, Susan and Gordon Kramer of Cassville, sister-in-law, Beth Linscheid of Verona, a stepdaughter, Lori and Mark Williamson of Oak Creek, four granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, three nieces, one nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and special cousins, Chris Burkett, Heather DeRocher, Karen and Dean Meal, and Ginger and Chris Dubansky. Jerome Edward Jerry Linscheid, 87, of Richland Center.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday afternoon to you. Today is the start of the meteorological winter season. It runs from December 1st to February 28th, and according to the Climate Prediction Center, forecasters expect equal chances of above average or below average temperatures. And to me, just looking at the long-term forecast models, it looks like, yes, we'll have some milder days here and there, but also some chillier days here and there, kind of like we're experiencing right now. As far as precipitation, snowfall, and rainfall equivalent, the trend is for above average. So we could have a snowier than average winter here. A lot of that, though, depends on the track of storm systems as they develop and push through. As you know, it's easy to get a couple of 6 to 10 inch snowstorms that really pile up the snow, or they just miss the area. Though I know it is something that snowmobilers and skiers are looking forward to having more snow this year, especially compared to last winter, which wasn't really a winter at all. So looking at your forecast, this afternoon, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, maybe a couple of flurries trying to fly around, but nothing major. Highs around 24. Tonight, increasing clouds, flurries are possible during the overnight, but no accumulation. Lows around 15. And a mix of clouds and sun on Monday, highs close to 30, a few flurries lingering here and there. Monday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows around 14. And then starting with some sun early on Tuesday, then increasing clouds, highs near 29. There is a chance of some light snow late in the day on Tuesday into Tuesday night, but minor accumulations. It's with a system winding up that will bring us quite a bit of wind Tuesday night through Wednesday. Wednesday itself, maybe some light snow, otherwise mostly cloudy, and winds out of the northwest late in the day, gusting over 30 miles per hour. Now, Wednesday will be a warmer than average day, highs around 38, but then Arctic air follows, and Thursday, mostly sunny, blustery, highs around 23, and we'll start near zero early Friday, followed by highs in the low to mid-20s, and a chance of snow late. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, we're not moving up very quickly. We're at 15 degrees, that following a cold morning low of 6, and the high yesterday was 21. The record high in 1998 was 60, the record low 11 below zero from 1947. It was quite a bit warmer a year ago, 36 the high, 23 the low. The sun will set today at 4:27, sunrise tomorrow at 7:15. Partly sunny with a northeast wind at 6. We did receive a trace of some flurries during the 11 o'clock hour earlier today, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.28. Again, the high yesterday, 21, with partly sunny skies and a morning low of 6. We're currently up one more. It's 16 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Thanksgiving has come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now. And while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until Tuesday at Macy's.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, brought to you today by members of the Sports Boosters Club. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team continues to roll, and the women pick up a win as well.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
With sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Girls high school basketball scores from last night. Bangor defeated the Milwaukee Academy of Science 60-39. Mineral Point over Dodgeville 68-23. And Prairie du Chien down Fenimore 51-26. John Tonjay had 22 points and Nolan Winter put in 12 to pace number 15 Wisconsin to a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Wisconsin gained control with a 17-3 run early in the second half, going in front 49-30 on a dunk by Winter with 11:21 left. The Cougars made just one of 13 shots during that stretch. Jalen Forrest was the only Cougar to score in double digits. He had 10. Chicago State, which missed its first 10 shots from beyond the arc, pulled within 30-25 with 1:37 left in the first half. Tonjay's layup put the Badgers up 32-25 at the break. Other Big Ten scores, including that Wisconsin win, Texas A&M 81-77 over Rutgers. It was Oregon defeating Alabama 83-81 and New Mexico 83, Southern California 73. Men's WEAC finals, Wisconsin-Eau Claire over St. Norbert 84-75. Platteville defeated Heidelberg 87-75. Carthage over Whitewater 69-63. And Carleton upended UW-River Falls 72-67. Big Ten women's scores, the Badgers picked up a win against the VCU 58-45. Number one, UCLA 97-41 over Fresno State. The fourth-ranked Gamecocks of South Carolina defeated Purdue 99-51. Maryland over George Mason 66-56. Minnesota with a 20-point win over Louisiana 68-48. Rutgers 77-60 over Georgia Southern. And Michigan with a win against Vatek, 76-65. WEAC Women's, two scores to tell you about. Wisconsin Lacrosse defeated Concordia Moorhead, 62-58, and Hope over UW River Falls, 72-53. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 42 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. It was a triple-double in his return to Milwaukee's lineup, and the Bucks won their sixth in a row by beating the struggling Wizards of Washington, 124-114. Antetokounmpo had missed the Bucks' 106-103 cup victory at Miami Tuesday due to swelling in his left knee. Damian Lillard put in 25 points and 10 assists. Brooke Lopez added 18 on Saturday. Jordan Poole had 31 points and Malcolm Brogdon 29 and 11 rebounds for the Wizards, who have now lost 14 games in a row. The Bucks owe much of their turnaround from a dreadful start to the way Giannis Antetokounmpo has raised his extraordinary game to an even higher level. He has three triple-doubles in the last six games he's played. He had 42 points, as mentioned, 12 and 11 in that Saturday win. That is his highest scoring triple-double in his career. He helped the Bucks beat the Wizards for their sixth straight win. Big Ten football finals from last night and yesterday. Number one Oregon over Washington, 49-21. The biggest upset in the nation. It was number two Ohio State falling to unranked Michigan, 13-10 in Ohio. Penn State over Maryland, 44-7. Notre Dame upended South Carolina, 49-35. Illinois defeated Northwestern, 38-28. Indiana, ranked 10th in the nation, a huge shutout over Purdue, 66-0. Rutgers, a 41-14 win over Michigan State. And UCLA got by Fresno State, 20-13. WEAC Division III second-round tournament action. It was St. John's of Minnesota eliminating Wisconsin Lacrosse 24-13. Platteville's out of the playoffs as well. Wartburg 19, Wisconsin Platteville 14.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Why choose local radio? Cost-effective advertising. Radio ads on WRCO offer one of the best returns on investment. You can reach a broad audience without the hefty price tag of TV or digital ads.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious.
I'm gonna get you. I'll get you good.
Oh, Shania, she's gonna get me good.
I'll get you good.
Hard to believe that song came out way back in 2002 already. 12:50, a little more sunshine, and we're up to 16.
100.9.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Time is almost up. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua ends today at 3 p.m. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss this last chance to save big on shoes and clothing for the whole family. Special orders and layaways aren't included. Hurry in before it's too late. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets saving.
Mr. G's.
It's a retro radio commercial.
Retro radio.
From WRCO-FM.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They've got the best for so much that you really put your legs on by shoes.
More dog, more toys, oh boy! I wanna be a Toys R Us kid. What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words from me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, and I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in raw.
Home.
Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. My right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM/FM. It's